dictation for Maria, M-A-R-I-A, Benitez, B as in boy, E-N-I-T as in today, E-Z as in zoo. August 2731, address as a letter, Dr. McCannon, M-C-C-O-N-N-O-N, 535329. Dear Dr. McCannon, consultation for Mrs. Benitez with uncontrolled hypertension comes accompanied with daughter. The interview was done in Spanish, which is her native language. Hypertension for at least 15 years, but within the last one or two, more difficult to control. Supposed to be doing low sodium intake, does have some mild moderate degree of renal failure and low sodium concentration. She feels well, good appetite, although has lost few pounds. Denies nausea, vomiting. There is constipation but no bleeding. No gross edema. Urine without cloudiness of blood. No nocturia. Some edema from edema lower extremities from the norvas. No claudication symptoms. No discolor of the toes. Denies chest pain, palpitation, or increase of dyspnea, no oxygen, nor orthopnea or PND. No diagnosis of a sleep apnea, no skin rash or bruises. There has been no other abnormalities in the review system. Next paragraph, the past medical history, long-standing hypertension. February 2021, blood pressure became more difficult to control that she blames husband passing away and patient moving with the daughter. Denies history of coronary artery disease, heart abnormalities, arrhythmia, rheumatic fever, endocarditis, no TIS or stroke, no event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no history of liver disease. No pneumonia, asthma, she's not aware of kidney disease, prior surgeries including C-section times 3, as well as gallbladder surgery for stones. No smoking, alcohol, present or past, never had a colonoscopy, no allergies. Present medications include aspirin, thyroid replacement, Norvas, clonidine, Valsarta, and Remeron. Next paragraph on physical exam. She is 58 inches tall, weight 145, blood pressure on the right 208/80, on the left 180/86. She speaks Spanish, alert oriented sign 3, attentive, no respiratory distress, no gross skin mucosal abnormalities, good pulses, brachial, radial, capillary refill, normal eye movements, no palpable neck masses or thyroid, no JBD, I did not hear carotid bruise, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no consolidation pleural effusion, no arrhythmia pericardial wrap, no abdominal distension masses or ascites, good peripheral pulses lower extremities, no gross cellulitis or ulcers, minor edema, and no neurological problems. Next paragraph. Repeat chemistries for this month in October, normal sodium potassium acid base, creatinine at 1.03 for a GFR of 51, a normal calcium, phosphorus, albumin, normal 3T4, although TSH elevated at 5.5, normal white blood cell platelets, malanemia of 12 with an MCV of 88. During analysis back in September, 1 plus of protein negative for blood. Creatinine over the last year has been around 0.9 to 1.03. intermittently there was a low sodium around 132, 130. A1C at 6.4. Takes no medication for diabetes. I review your progress notes. Back in April this year, kidney ultrasound 10.7 on the right, 9.9 on the left. A renal cyst on the right side, which appears to be benign. No obstruction stone or masses. Requested arterial Doppler, renal arteries. During that testing, which was done October 12th, right kidney measured at 9.7, left sided at 9.2. The peak systolic velocity on the right kidney mid area high at 233. On the left side, high at 215 at the origin. These findings are suggestive of greater than 60% a lateral renal artery being in the origin on the left. Abdominal aorta large but not aneurysm at 2.7 and renal veins open. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has long-standing hypertension within the last 1-2 years becoming difficult to control. Workup shows potentially significant renal artery stenosis based on the high peak systolic velocity. Consider diagnostic above 200, probably on the origin of the left renal artery. That will explain the hypertension besides her age. She is already trying to do salt restriction. She says to be compliant with medications. She already is on ARB valsartan, among other blood pressure medicines. She's not on diuretics because of the low sodium concentration documented multiple times in the past. There is no documented atherosclerosis in other places, including carotids, lower extremities, or heart. Kidney function is good enough to proceed for renal arteriogram and potentially stenting. This will be discussed with the patient and family if they are willing to proceed. There is low level of proteinuria and there is nothing to suggest active glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. I will keep you posted, end of dictation.